at work, the devil can beat you in the neighborhood and different places, but you know, once I have an opportunity to kneel down to pray, I know everything will work out right.
Diaboros, anga kuruwa kune zimwe nzvimbo dzose kubasa nekumba asi kana uchinge wangonamata wozva kuti Mwari zvino akupindira.
I'd like to read from Joel in chapter 2, verses 25 and 26.
Ndoda kuverenga kubhuku ra Joel 2,
25 and 26. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you.
Ndichadzoredzerazve makore amakajirwa nemhashu negwata gwata nomupedza chose nomuteteni iyo hondo yangu huru yandakatuma pakati penyu.
And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed.
Muchadya zvakawanda mukarumbidza zita muchadya zvakawanda mukarumbidza zita raJehovha Mwari wenyu wakakuitirai zvinoshamisa. Vanhu vangu havangatongonyadziswi nokusingaperi.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. May be seated.
Mwari vawedzere marofadzo pakuverenga kweshoko ravo. Mungagara henyu pasi.
I wonder if any of our song leaders can sing this song, I will restore, say the Lord, very well.
Kana pangawanikwa mumwe wavaimbisi venziyo angaimba nziyo yataurwa. Ndichadzoredzera.
Right? Then I'm calling back the musicians before they go too far.
Chadana vanoridza kudimbwa vasati vaenda kure.
Because we want to sing this song before we get into our service tonight.
Nokuti vakutanga taimba nziyo iyi satapinda mushumiro yedu yemadekwani ano.
All the brethren or sisters that can sing this song very well, please come somewhere close here, because we want to make sure it must resound in our hearts.
Amadzose dzinonyatsogona nzvadzi nehama dzinonyatsogona rumboro vakuti muuye kumberu munyatsokuimba vakuti zvigare pakadzika pehana yedu.
Don't you think it will work us good, we're good for us?
Musungoro zvingashanda zvakanaka here kwatiri.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want to make sure that our musicians don't go far. We've got a special front row there for them. Amen. So nobody sits on the front row this side. This is for our musicians, right? Not here. The song leaders here, but the musicians are over there. And the trustees this side. Amen. Ministers this side. Amen. Other sisters there. Other sisters there. All right. Amen. Don't you think this is wonderful? All right. Amen. I want to start off by reading the quote we read on Sunday on paragraph 88. Where the prophet was saying, enforce. We have the privilege to enforce upon Satan the claims that God gave us. Amen. So you can see this is not a playing issue. If you are very sure that you want it back, you are not just going to sleep, you are not going to relax, you won't rest until you have it back. You are going to employ everything that is possible. Everything that can make you have it back. That's what you are going to employ. Amen. Because your aim is to have it back again. Praise the Lord. So This is the route we're taking tonight. To enforce. He says, we have the privilege. It's a God-given privilege. Amen. To enforce upon
Satan
the claims that God gave us. God has a law. And his word is a law. And God in his word made certain claims to the church. Amen. Therefore, we have a right to force these claims upon Satan to say, give it back. Amen. Give it back. The devil must hear your language. And the devil has got to listen to what you are saying. And he has to do it. Did the prophet say? He has to do it. Amen. Once the devil hears your claim, he has to do it. Because the devil is not looking at you, but he's looking at the power that is behind you. And that is a power that frightens the devil. And the devil has to let go. He has got to give back. Amen. He said, because we take God's agent, the Holy Spirit, go right down on our knees and say, it's thus said the Lord. See, brother, if it is scripture here, it is thus said the Lord. Because it is the Lord who wrote. So when you say it is thus said the Lord, you are not lying. Because it is scripture. Amen. He has got to give it up. That's the second time in the same paragraph. He has got to give it. Amen. Say, that's all. Because the Holy Spirit is there to make him do it. Amen. So you see what, brother, sister? We want to approach this with a bit of seriousness. We don't want to go into it like one of those other messages. Yes, it's a message. But we want to have to be more serious, to know that God means it. If he wrote it in the word, God is ready to fulfill it. Amen. As we speak right now, I would like you to put note on some of the issues you feel you want to pray about. Put them in your mind, not number one, not number two, not number three. But you must believe that my God can answer prayer. I am going to kneel down as the Bible says. And I am going to tell it to the Lord. Amen. Somebody may be feeling a bit cold, not weather, but in the spirit. Amen. But you know very well, one time you were fervent. You were quite hot in the spirit. And you wanted to testify and tell everybody about the word of God. But something has gone wrong. Maybe you are looking around and trying to find what it is. And you don't seem to be finding the actual thing that's making you go cold. But you know, God doesn't want you to remain cold. God wants you to be hot. He wants you to go back to that original condition. And it is you that knows the situation. And then you're going to say, Satan, you take away my zeal. I was fervent, but something has happened. Satan, give it back. That which you unrightfully took from me, I want it back. That is you. Amen. Amen. Maybe you used to have such a close relationship with certain brethren. So much that when you greet somebody, you feel that this is my brother. Every handshake you had on brothers was hearty. You really felt, yes, this is my brother, this is my sister. But something happened. You were suspicious on every brother. You have a handshake like this, you're not very sure what he's going to do next. But you know what happened? Kenkawam. And took away your trust with your brother, and you are no longer the same again.
No,
so your approach to God also differs.
No, because
your relationship with brethren is also down. But tonight, you know the different situations that's around you. We might not be able to talk about yours right now. But you know it very well. And we want to say tonight is our opportunity that God has given to us so that we can talk about it. We can talk to the Lord about it. And
we
are going to force on the devil. And we want to tell the devil, give it up. Amen. It's not yours, it's mine. Amen. Praise God. Do you know that even your very health, you can claim it? Because the devil doesn't want you to be healthy. The devil wants you to be using tablets all the time. Until your whole body is medicine. But it was not so from the beginning. God can give you perfect health. God can heal you. He doesn't, God is not afraid of certain sicknesses. To say, what do you say? Cancer?
Cancer?
No. That is too big for
me.
Backache?
What musana?
No. The devil has got a right, remember, to touch you on any part of your body. There's this thing that you must remember. The devil is no respecter of persons.
Diabolos, anamuno anoremekedza.
Amen. Whether you've been around 40 years, the devil doesn't fear that. Whether you come from certain places around here, the devil is not afraid of that. Because the devil is a big lawyer. He's an advocate. He looks at a scripture, which is true. Amen. That your body is supposed to be in the grave. Because Adam sinned in the beginning. Is that right? And God even told him, I'm cursing this ground because of you. Amen. And our body is ground. So the devil has got a right to touch you. Is that true? So when you are sick, if you say, look, I'm sick, the devil says, I've got a right. You notice that. Because when the devil, in the book of Job, God met him and says, where are you coming from? He says, just up and down. And God says, have you considered my servant Job?
He
says, yeah, I saw him. What do you think will ever happen to him? You have encircled him. So he is right inside your territory, so nobody can touch him. He's got riches. He's got family. He's very happy. So he's okay. Amen. But God gave the devil permission. Is that right? To go touch him. But he says, not his life. Your body has got a promise to go in the ground. And the promise is hanging on you. But your soul doesn't have that promise. Is that right? Your soul has that, it doesn't have that promise. But you see, this body is in trouble all the time. And this is where the fight is. We want to fight and we want to overcome. Christians are fighters. And especially Christians of the end time. They are fighters. And they know what they are fighting against. This is why the prophet preached so many messages about fighting in the end time. But you are not fighting your brother. You are fighting an enemy that is called the devil. He preached contests. Is that not fighting? Is that right? Christianity versus paganism. That's fighting. Greatest battle that has ever been won. Is that right? It's all fighting. But we are going to win. That's a promise we have. Amen. But you see, one time you were on the winning side. And the devil pulled you onto the losing side. Amen. But you've got a right tonight to go before God. Say, so Lord, I'm not a loser. Lord, I'm a winner. Amen.
Amen.
And we have got priests tonight. You are one of them. The job of a priest is to stand between your brother and God. Now, you know this other family, they were very exemplary. Amen. But today, they're fighting. They're not the best of examples. Until the heathens, they feel like they've got a right to come and correct them as Christians. It is the opposite. Our very young couples, like this one, are able to go and fix up old couples. Because the power to fix is in them. It is God who fixes a family. Is that right? So, you are going to be standing in between that family and God. To make sure they can be back again to where they were before. Remember, we're talking about a restoration. Restoration of your health. You used to eat whatever you wanted. You used to walk many kilometers. But today you can't walk. But we need restoration. We believe that our God can do that. The prophet says the law of the land is to enforce. It's by the land. For the land. But you see, he's showing you. If it is true for the land, they have to call the lawyers and everybody else to make sure that the owner of that land must have it.
Vanotana magweta vouya ipapo nyatso kuti vane chokwadi chekuti muridziwe nzvimbo iyi.
If it is true for the land,
kana zvakadaro panyaya nzvimbo,
the prophet is showing that.
Muprofita ari kuratidza izvo.
It is so true also.
Kuti ndicho zvikwadi zvakare.
In the spirit.
Pamweya.
Amen. But the law of the spirit of God is to force Satan to give up that which he has unrightfully.
Murayiro pamweya ndokuti kumbunyikiza Satan kuti adzose izva akatora pasina kodzero.
Deceitfully taken from God.
Mukunyengera akatora kubva kuna Mwari.
Souls of men.
Mweya makazvire moyo yavanhu.
Took from God.
Akatora kubva kuna Mwari.
Souls of women.
Makazvire moyo yavadzimai.
Children.
Vana.
That he took.
Akatora.
Is that right?
Ndizvozvo here.
He also took children away.
Akatora vana kaenda navo kure.
May God help us.
Mwari dai atibatsira.
I want to make sure I'm reading right.
Ndakunyatso kuva nechokwadi chekuti ndikuverenga chaizvo.
Children, sicknesses
vana
of the body,
wemutumbi.
He placed upon people
akazvisa pavanhu
sicknesses
urwere.
Where God made them in his image,
avo vakagadzirwa nechimiro chamwari
to be like him,
tivafanane naye.
Amen. And the church
no
is given the rightful legal rights by the Bible,
kodzero dzakakwana neBhaibheri,
to take the Holy Spirit
and
force this upon them.
Amen.
These are things that we see upon a people that the devil has attacked. We have lost men. But do you know that if we really pray tonight, if they are seed, God will bring them. We lost women the same. We lost children the same. But God answers prayer. Amen. And tonight we're going to pray that way. And sicknesses that's been placed upon people who were bought by the precious blood of the Lord. Amen. And those people are so sick until they can't help themselves. But we believe that Almighty God is able to undertake for us even tonight. He can restore. And we believe that he will do that tonight. He's going to hear somebody's prayer tonight. And this is what we desire tonight by the grace of the Almighty God. Amen. You used to be obeying your parents. But something happened. The parents tells you to do something. You don't even want to listen. Something has happened. But you as a believer, you know I'm supposed to listen. You pray, God will give that back to you. Is that right? Many of the things that we have lost, God is able to bring that back. You used to respect church. You used to come early to church. But somebody told you something wrong. Amen. Until you are so tired of going to church. But tonight, I want you to know, God can give it back to you. Nothing must remove that from you. Amen. You can be a real brother. You can be a real sister. Amen. And we're able to enforce it. And things will work. Amen. Let me read here
98.
Amen. If Satan has robbed you of the privilege of being a son or daughter of God, we have a right this morning, this evening, by the Holy Spirit to enforce the claim of God, bring them back. If he has afflicted you and made you sick, We have a right before God to enforce the laws of God. By his stripes we are healed. Amen. Bring them back. Turn him loose. You are taking him out here under death. And we claim him. Amen. Bring him back now. Are you seeing what is happening? You are not making an empty claim. You are looking at a scripture. If you quote that scripture back to God, he knows it's me that wrote the scripture. And my son is claiming that very scripture. That I wrote. Is that right? And it has to work out. Especially if you are claiming a scripture. By his stripes, I am healed. He knows it's me that wrote the scripture. And my son, my daughter, is claiming that scripture. Amen. And God is looking at his scripture and he knows I'm supposed to come and have it fulfilled. He is compelled by what he wrote. It is his promise. Amen. It is always thus said the Lord. Because it is him that wrote it. Amen. Amen. Then he says, that's the enforcement. Restore it back to the natural condition again. A man is sick. Baby is sick. Woman is sick. They are out of their natural condition. Amen. Then we have a right to enforce our claim. Not our claim. It's our claim because God gave it to us. Amen. By his stripes. So you are claiming it by a scripture. Amen. He was wounded for our transgression. With his stripes were healed. Now we have a right to enforce that law. Amen. The law giver, the Holy Ghost, himself is here. The agent of God. To see that is done that way. Praise the Lord. So here we are, brother, sister. We don't want to live under our privileges. When, especially when we know that there is a way out of it. There is a way that I can have it. So are you saying we want to be a bit more serious? You had a job one day. Amen. And somehow, because of jealousy, you were pushed out of job. But God can give it back to you. It's true. Maybe you had a business that was thriving so much. Amen. But somehow, it went low. But God is able to restore that to you. Amen. Especially when we can claim. Amen. We want to claim. The people that work for insurance, they know if there's no claim, you can't have anything. They tell you, you insure your car. Amen. For so much. If you get involved in an accident and you just sit home and say, maybe Zimnat or Old Mutual, they're just going to give me the car. It will never come. Do you know what you must do? Make a claim. You go to the police. They are going to write a note about your accident.
Vachanyora tsamba pamusaka panyaye.
You take it to the insurance company.
Iwotora wenda naye ku insurance company.
Tell them this is the situation.
Vataura kuti ah ndochimiro chiripo.
They must come and look at your car.
Vanofana kuuya vocherechedza votarisa motikari yako.
And if they see that this is all because of the accident, and it is you that has made the claim, amen, they will either repay it or give you another one depending on the extent. No claim, no car. Amen. But make a claim. Tonight, we want to make claims. Why do we pray for the sick? Somebody was normal one time. But the devil came in and affected them. Then we make a claim. He is the high priest that is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. This is scripture. Your finger is looking at a scripture. The reason why the insurance company comes to fulfill their what they've written about you is because it is written somewhere.
Chinoita kuti veinsurance company vauye vaite zvavanenge vakataura newe nezvekuti panenge pakanyorwa pane imwe nzvimbo.
It's not because you are the uncle of the CEO.
Haisinyaya kuti une ukama neumwe munhu ari ikoko kuinsurance company.
Or you have any other relationship to any boss in the company.
Kana kuti une ukama neumwe boss ari mukambani iyoyo. Kwete.
They look at a claim.
Vanotarisa claim.
They wrote it. That if you do this, that, and the other, we are going to do this. Then it will work out for you. So we want to make a claim tonight. It's a claim of restoration. Amen. Your husband, your wife, you know one another so well. Somebody was on fire
for God,
but this time, the moment they eat, they are sleeping, no prayer. But you as a wife, you know the devil is taking my husband away. You don't tell him, brother, you must make a claim. He
said,
what claim? He doesn't even know what is happening to you. But you that knows what is happening, you make a claim, you pray about it. You are sitting with your wife, you are sitting with your husband in church. They've been saying a lot of amens like Brother Preacher.
Amen.
Amen. But all of a sudden, they're quiet. Something happened. Is that right? Something happened to them until they even fear to say
amen.
But you can make a claim.
Asuno gona wita claim.
Amen corner must be alive again.
Amen corner inofana kumuka zvakar.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So the amen corner can be alive again.
Amen corner inofana kuti imuke zvakar.
Amen. You've been working maybe.
Ba wa pamungongo chanda.
And the boss told you because of what is happening around these days, we're going to cut your salary. And because you fear to leave the job and look for another job, because maybe you don't, there's no other job anyway again. We make all our claims here. We report the boss to the Lord here. Amen. If there are no more takers on your business, we come and report them here and invite them to business right here. Amen. This is the place. People aren't paying back your credits. Amen. brother, you know, if you even if you go to the home and say, brother, I've come for my money, sister, I've come, they've no money.
Kunyango kaenda kumba kwao kati ama mune mari yangu yareba ndipe mari yangu havana mari.
Amen. They will tell you, brother, if I had the money, I would have given you.
Ama denda ndine mari ningada enda kupai.
But look, even if I go to the bank, they will not give me any money.
Zvino nyangwe ndikaenda kubank kwacho mari havandipi.
And actually I don't even have.
Ive kunyango zvakadaro bank macho hamuna chinhu.
But God has got the money.
Asi mwari ane mari.
He will sort it for you.
Anozvigadzira iwewe.
Different from what your other creditor could have done.
Kusiyana nezvingada zvakaitwa neumwe ane chikwereti chako.
God has got a way of leveling up.
Mwari ane nzira yekugadzirisa zvinhu.
Amen. You have got to trust in God.
Unofana kuvimba naMwari.
In everything.
Pazvinhu zvese.
Because our God is alive.
Nokuti Mwari wedu mupenyu.
Amen. So we are making claim tonight.
Tikuita maclaim edu madekwana nhasi.
Brother, sister, and we believe that our God, who is in service tonight,
Mwari wedu ari muservice madekwanano,
is going to do something.
Pane chaanoita.
Amen. I'm not going to ask you to write some little notes and say, my case is my husband, this one, my case is wife, but you know your case.
Ina hanisi kuzokukumbira kuti wotora bepa chinyora pasi nyaya yangu yemurume wangu ndeyi yemudzimai wangu ndeyi. Iwe unoziva nyaya yako.
And you even know your brother, you even know your sister.
Unodoziva hama yako, woziva hanzvadzi yako.
Amen. The papers that I'm waiting for is testimonies.
Mapepa andakamirira kuno ndezvapupu.
Amen. Because if you look around, your brothers and your sisters,
ama
you already know
unodoziva
that this one, restoration in this.
This one.
Restoration is this. This one. Restoration in this. Don't you know your brothers? Yeah, we know one another. And you're going to pray for yourself. Is that right? And you're going to pray for your brother. Amen. When results come, please, don't go to those brothers and say, it's me that prayed for you. No. You must thank God that brother got what they needed. Amen. Because it's a season of restoration. This is the season of restoration. Amen.
Amen.
A word spoken
Shoko
in season.
Rataura mwaka.
How good it is.
Raganaga zvakadi.
Hallelujah. You must speak it in season.
Vana kuti taura mwaka.
It yields the results.
Rinobudisa zvibereko.
Don't you love the Lord?
Haudi ishe here?
I will restore, say the Lord. Will